Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning, Lord God. And we just say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to magnify your name for an awesome, amazing weekend, Father God. You was TNT. You was dynamite. You showed out. And we say thank you. Hallelujah for the anointing that shored yokes and burdens up in that place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Father. We thank you for moving, Lord God. We come to give you the praise and give you the glory. Because, Father, without you, we nothing. Without you, we could do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So, Father, I thank you for safe travel. For all those that came out for the conference, Father God, that they was blessed going home, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that no harm or danger come to them, or the airplanes they was on, Father God, we just come to bless your name today. And we just thank you, Father God, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we just say thank you. No matter what's going on around us, you're still amazing, wonderful, blameless, Lord God, beautiful. And we say thank you. Lift up the bereaved families, Father God. We ask you to be their comfort right now, Father God. We ask you to reveal and pull the covers back off of those that did the shooting, Lord God. While I was in the Harvey, Father God, there was some shooting out here. So I'm asking you to pull the covers back. Reveal, expose them right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for safety, Lord God, of this complex right now, Father God. Be a fist around this complex. Dispatch angels all around and about this complex. Keep us all from seen and unseen danger, Father God. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory, Father God. And I thank you that you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heareth thee. I thank you for touching my body in a mighty way, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you that you're going to expose, reveal what's really going on with my body today, Father God. And I give you the praise and give you the glory because you are the healer. You are the deliverer in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father. Thank you for all our children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, Father God, how you're protecting them and shielding them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It was a tragedy in Saginaw when I was in Harvey, Father God. I thank you that you kept my loved ones safe from all harm and danger through that tragedy, Father God. My grandsons, Father God, you kept them, Lord God. My granddaughter, my great-grandchildren, you kept them, Father God. And I say thank you. I come to bless your name today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you, Father. And I just bless your name today, Father God. I still magnify your name in the midst of pain. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I give you all the praise, all the glory, Father God. Stop by the hospital room today, Father God. Go from floor to floor, room to room today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, heal and deliver and set free, Father. Lift up Deacon Sanchez's daughter, got to have another surgery, Father God. I ask you to go before right now, saturate the stage right now, Lord God. Saturate the surgeons, the anesthesiologists, Lord God, the nurses and the other doctors that will come in contact with that young lady, God. I ask you to guide his hands, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you the praise. I give you the glory for that, Lord God. Because, Father, we are nothing without you. We nothing without you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We can do nothing without you. But we come to cast all the world's care on your shoulder today. The world's care on your shoulder. Your shoulder is equipped to carry every burden and every weight right now in the name of Jesus. And we'll give you the praise. We'll give you the glory. Let the mother sitting in her entire family, Father God, continue to do a new thing in her family, Father God. In them, through them, for them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Thank you for Rita, Father God, and her family, Father God. Continue to keep your arms around them, Father God. Supply all their needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we say thank you. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Father God. Continue to pour back into him strength as he pour out to your people, Lord God. And we say thank you for Prophet LaRon Matthews, Father God. We lift up Mom and Dad Matthews to you today, Father God. Continue to build their bodies up, Father God. Strengthen them, repair, restore, redeem their bodies, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up Dr. Wilson, her entire family, Father God. Continue to do a new thing in her family as well, Father God. Heal and set free in her family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, keep your arms around her brothers, Father God. Her sons, Father God. Keep them close to you, Lord God. Keep them in your keeping care, Father God. That no harm or danger will come to them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name this morning. We come to magnify your name this morning, Father God. Because you're still amazing. You're still wonderful. You're still blameless. You're the potter and we your clay, Father. Continue to mold us, Lord God. And we say thank you. We come with a humble heart this morning and stretched our arms to welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign on open form today. Oh, we come to say thank you. Have your way on open form today. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere, over the air today. Drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. In the name of Jesus. Cover Biden and Harris and their families with the blood. Cover our new mayor and his family with the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. That no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we come to bless your name today, Father God, for more breakthroughs in our life today and not a breakdown. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we know we are the victors and no longer the victims, Father. And we say thank you. Have your way, Father God. Cover every train, every bus, every car today with the blood. In the name of Jesus, the motorcycle riders, Lord God, the scooter riders, cover them with the blood. In the name of Jesus, those on skateboards, cover them, keep them, Father God, from all harm and danger, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Stop by the penitentiaries today, Father God. Cover the penitentiaries with the blood. Go from cell to cell right now in the name of Jesus. Go to the county jails today in every city throughout the state, Father God. Heal and deliver them inmates, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you the praise. I give you the glory. You hate the sin, but you still yet love them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I give you the praise. I give you the glory. Oh, we come to bless your name. We come to magnify your name today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're going to stay focused on the problem, Father, and not the problem. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Great is you that's in each and every one of us and he that's in the world. You're greater than any pain today. You're greater than any pain today, Father. And I say thank you for removing this pain right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your word said you've given us power to lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. I'm continuously laying hand on myself and praise me for the being the recovered on today. To get a good report when I go to the doctor today, I'm going expecting a good report, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way today. We come to tear down them strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We just say thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our Dad. Thank you for bringing heaven to earth with your healing power, your redeeming power. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God and thank God.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to all of God's people on today.
Good morning, Mother Sidney.
Amen. Good morning, Mother Quinn. So good to see you there. Good morning.
Yes.
Dr. Wilkes, amen. Dr. Ryan, it was a blessing to see you there.
And yes,
Dr.
Lord.
Master, the visionary, amen, of this line. We thank and praise you, amen, for another Thursday, the last Thursday of June 2023, and we bless the Lord for you. This is Open Forum, amen, a place where you could come and ask a question of myself, of Prophet Matthew, glory to God. You might have a praise report. You might have a prayer request, word of wisdom. Word of knowledge, amen. That question that you can't ask nowhere else, amen. For here, open forum, amen, the lifeline. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. You can ask a question here. So on conference line, just press star 6 on the line. And on Vlog Talk Radio, God bless you. Let you press 1 on the down. Minister God will bring you right on in. Please just bless the Lord. I tell you, he said my cup runneth over.
Yes.
Mother Sidney, cup runneth over on today. Glory to God. Amen. We just came out of our Lifeline Conference. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know, I just hear where Prophet and Pastor Jamon Durant, amen. When he sung this song, amen. Word to God. When he heard, when he talked about lifeline, amen. You know how you get resuscitated and the doctors, they, when the lifeline stopped, it was a flat line. But yet when you get resuscitated, glory to God. The lifeline, when they breathe breath back into you, when they use that defibrillator, they said you were here. Beep. And then that beep, amen, hallelujah, is breathing life back into you. You got life back into you. That's what the lifeline does. Amen. Those that are discouraged, those that have been drained, those that have been hurt, wounded, amen. So when you come to the lifeline, amen, conference line, glory to God. You'll hear that beep, and God allow us to resuscitate you, glory to God, and that your life will become even better. And I could say that because when I drove up to the Lifeline Conference, I wasn't feeling well in my I was a little tired. And in my tiredness, you know, I fell asleep driving and was going off the road, and the Lord woke me up, and it shook me to my core. And so I got off, you know, when I went to the gas station, I saw a gas station, I sat there. Sat there for a moment, hallelujah, glory to God. And I just told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm ready to turn back on. I said, like, I don't know how far away, I was probably halfway point, not sure if I really just go back. But I sat there and I came on, and I'm glad I came, because I tell you, you know, Bishop Patterson sang the song, you won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. So when I came to the conference, I was a little shaking. I was hurt a little bit in my shoulder and my back. But I tell you, when I came back, oh, bless his name, I wasn't the same. Matter of fact, I was better. I was a lot better. I was much better when I returned. And I tell you, the lifeline, amen, the conference, the title said, go big or don't go at all. Go big or don't go at all. We're going to give you an opportunity, amen, share. And all of those that saw it on the conference, saw it on Facebook, amen, or and those that were there, we want you to chime in, amen, and tell us a little bit about your experience. Because I tell you, my experience was great. I came as a recipient. I came as a recipient. I said, God, this is a lifeline conference. I said, I want to be poured into, but yet I had to give out. Amen. And so I bless the Lord for the Lifeline Conference. I bless the Lord, amen, because it's a defibrillator. And the old shy of God, it will bring life back into that which is dead. That which is dead is a defibrillator between earth and God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise that we can breathe life back into you, into every man, woman, boy, girl, child. Hallelujah. Because we say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And I tell you, God was good. It was our 12th Lifeline Conference. And I told Prophet Mente, I said, this was the best of all the year. When the title said go big or don't go at all, telling you, if you didn't register, hallelujah, if you didn't register and the amenities that came in the registration packet, it represented what the title, the topic said, go big or don't go at all. A powerful doctor, prophet, Pastor Laron Matthews, he went big. Registration was only $50. But let mother tell you what you got for $50 registration. See, you got one of those brief bags. $50, but inside the brief bag, you got a portfolio, one of the bigger portfolio that carries the paper by 8x10 paper. The paper was in there. Not only did you get the portfolio, but you got one of those big old mugs with a straw on it. Nice. Go big or don't go at all. Then that's not it. Thanks of God. You're getting a T-shirt. and what he's going to do with the T-shirts. He's going to pray over every T-shirt. And he's going to individually mail them out to you. Who does that? Go big or don't go at all. Prophet Matthew, visionary of the Compass Line, he went big. Is it out of registration? Oh, he went big. He represents the title. Go big or don't go at all. Is it out of registration? That was a over a $200 registration packet. Over. Look at the other various conferences that you go to. It was good. It was phenomenal. The Spirit of the Lord came into the place on Friday night. Hallelujah. Apostle Simmons spoke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And many times, you know, when something, when there's a build-up, praise, when there's a build-up of air in something, what happens when there's a build-up? Something goes boom. And he told us to say boom in the conference. It was there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And I tell you, oh, the Spirit of the Lord was there. I'm telling you, that was lifeline. Everybody was resuscitated.
Yeah.
God used the defibrillator on everybody. Oh, glory to God. When some said, fill my cup, Lord, people's cup was filled until the run is over. A massive deliverance happened. Not only were we naturally fed with the overflow,
yes,
glory to God, with the abundance, we were spiritually fed with the abundance.
Yes.
On Saturday morning, oh my God, Prophetess Barbara Gaines.
Yes.
She rocked the house.
Yes, she did.
She rocked the house. She rocked the house. You know how when
you set
dynamite, I'm not the old shy of God. You know how when you set dynamite, and you have a stem, and it sizzle, and it sizzle, and it sizzle, and I'm not sick of the old shy of God. See, on that morning, Prophet Durant, he was the stem, he was the whatever, yeah, the stem. He was sizzling it. He was leading up for a boom. And when she came on the Moshiah, when she came up on the stage, she lit it boom. She lit it up.
Yes, she did.
She moved up. She came with the boom. She came with, oh, my God, what does a good time, Nancy? It was dynamite. It was dynamite. She had it in her. It was dynamite.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God, I tell you. Oh, and that Saturday evening, come on, people of God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Matthew, the visioner of the line, he came to tell us the storm was over.
Mm-hmm.
He said the storm was over. He said the storm was over.
Yeah.
It was over. And whatever way God was ministering to him, I did the Osiah. I said, Lord, I thank you where you allow me to see that I was seated. I was seated by the fire. I was seated there. I said, oh, Father, power of God. Amen. When he was going through that Rockladon, did the Osiah, when he shared about that Rockladon storm, hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
When the Spirit of the Lord allowed him to have his back up against the wall. I tell you, the Oshaya God, the power of God was so powerful that I said, Lord, he could translate. If it wasn't the wall back behind him, I said, God, he would have went on through something.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And that's how powerful it was.
Yes, Lord.
You know how when you go on one of those Six Flags merry-go-round and how they take you all different kind of way swiftly.
The
roller coaster, yeah. Swiftly here and jerk you here and jerk you there. Oh, my, get it out of Oshaya. That's what happened on Saturday night when the word of God came out of Prophet Matthew's mouth. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Because if you wouldn't fasten in, you would have been slain. If you wouldn't fasten in, you would have been slain in the spirit. Oh, bless your name. Oh, God, I tell you, then on the climax of it, on Sunday morning, Prophet Selena, she came in, oh, glory to God, she came into the house that morning and swept the corners out.
Yes, she did.
She swept the corners out. How sometimes when you clean a house, some people don't get in the corner, and the house yet still somewhat dirty. But she went into the corners and swept the corners out.
Yes.
And brought everything to the center. Which was hidden became uncovered.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. I tell you, the power of God came in. A great deliverance happened day. It was an outpouring of the Spirit of God.
Yes, it was.
Anything that was not like God had to go. Came up out of that place.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, the climax of it, God called for the mothers.
Yes, he did.
He came up for the mothers. I ain't working hard today. What do he call for? The wailing women. The cunning women. He called for the mothers in the house. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. And Lord, the Lord bless the mother. Go forth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thanks, God. If you missed it, if you wasn't in the presence, you missed it. It was good to see it on Facebook, amen, or whatever social media that it was displayed on, shown on, but you needed to be in the house because this was the 12th year. The 12th year is what? It's government, I believe. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But it was released, it was released in the house. Oh, glory to God, because whatever you need,
it
was there.
It was there.
Whatever you needed, it was there. Hallelujah. And when I think about the conference, amen, the lifeline, I think about what Jesus, when he saw the multitude, glory to God, and how they carry with him, how they was there, and he said there was fatigue in their body, glory to God, and he fed the multitude with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread.
Yes,
but yet, after the feeding, he told the disciple to collect. How many baskets did they collect? They had even more of abundance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They had abundance. Left over from 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread because God touched it. He prayed over it. He gave manna from on high. And I tell you, we have a lot. We're still living in the overflow, still walking in the overflow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for all that attend the Lifeline Conference, our 12th year. It was powerful, saints of God, people of God. Go on the Facebook and look at the preview. Look at the days of the conference. Take your time and look at it and listen to what God is doing. Don't just, when you sit down and look at it, but you could be able to experience the power of God through the videos. You will experience the power of God through the videos. Glory to God.
Yes,
the
Lord.
The same power that we felt, you will feel it. Amen. Because God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So whatever you need, glory to God. If you wasn't there, go look at them. Go back and look at them. And I promise you, you will never be the same. In Jesus' name, we just bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Just want to encourage you on this morning.
Oh, that's powerful.
Give you a bit of information about the conference line, because I'm telling you, I was blessed.
Me too.
Because going up there, I'm a living witness, going up there, it took me 5 hours to drive up there. Cruising along, 5 hours. Even with my stopping, 5 hours. And, you know, they looked at me like, what? It don't take really but 3. But I tell you, I got back, coming back home, I did it in 3.5 hours.
Wow, that's good, mama.
3.5 hours. I said, I bless the Lord. It was nobody but God, because I felt rejuvenated.
Yes.
I felt truly I was restored, Prophet Matthew. I was restored.
Yes.
My mind was restored. My body was restored.
Yes.
And, you know, I just got to give a shout-out, amen, glory to God.
Yes.
To Vanessa Black and Mother Daly. Oh, my God. They nurtured after the conference, during the conference. They nurtured Mother. They nurtured after the conference, after that Sunday morning.
Yes, Lord.
That Sunday morning service, amen. That great deliverance.
Yes,
God
Lord.
Did. God will always have someone there for you. And I wanted to say this to you, Prophet Matthew. Sunday, I understand now when you used to say many times, after you get through ministry and when you go to the hotel, you're there by yourself. No one to hug you. Nobody arms to lay in. I'm not the Yabo Shia God.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, I felt that. Well, I was going to go out to eat dinner with them. When I got to the house, when I got to Tisha and Mother Daly's house, I said, mm-mm. I said, I'm tired. Mother was exhausted.
Yes, Lord.
The spirit was willing, but the body, whew, couldn't do it. I felt that. Took a shower, crawled in the bed, and just hugging the pillow. And I just told the Lord, I said, God, I said, I need my husband. I told the Lord that. I thought about my husband that is going on to heaven. I just wanted to lay in his arms.
Yeah.
That's all. I wanted to lay in his arms. I wanted him to hug me.
Mm.
That's it. I just wanted to fall asleep in his arms. Because he wanted to be restored. Because you gave out so much. And I said, God did it. He will do it. He used others to pour back into you. He used others to nurture you. And I'm telling you, if you didn't make it to the conference, oh, my God, you missed the treat. And I told him, Prophet, that the topic, go big or don't go at all.
Yes.
I told him about the registration. I said, that registration, it represented the topic. Yeah. Go big. Don't go at all. You went big, Prophet Matthew.
Yeah.
You gave in abundance in the registration. Because what you gave in the registration, no one on the earth will give that for the amount and the price that you gave people on today.
Absolutely.
You got one of those, what is it, a briefcase bag. But inside the bag, a portfolio. Not only that, one of those big old, I guess I call them a big guzzle, with the straw and the pipe, I mean big. Then on top of that, who gives you a T-shirt, an anointed T-shirt, and then send it out to each individual. Go big or don't go at all.
Oh,
that's added. That's added income for the ministry.
Yes.
I mean, added a liability that has to go out and come out of their pocket. Now, who does that? A shipping and additional shipping and handling fee?
That's it.
Come on, saints of God. We were blessed on this year. That was the grand finale. That was the grand for that top hit for the year, Lifeline Conference.
Yes.
I tell you, if you had a flat line, as the psalmist and the praise worship and as the prophet, amen, the rent said, beep. Ekatam, never Oshaya. He just said, "Peace, Ekatam, not the Oshaya God." Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he's a worshiper. He's a worshiper. Word to God. And so we just bless the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
It's all form. Amen. Come right on in if you were there or if you saw it on Facebook. And just give a praise, give a report. Because I know it's a praise report. It's a praise report. Amen. Your experience, even if you was on Facebook, your experience, what you felt, what God did for you. Glory to God. On the conference line, Star 6, amen. Come on in. On the Blog Talk Radio, just press one of your dials. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning, Pastor Matthews. Good morning, Mother Sydney. I thank Almighty God this morning. I just have a praise report, if I can share it. This is Sister Donna. In the conference on that Saturday, I thank Almighty God that I was able to attend. First of all, my sister-in-law, she had registered me for the conference. I give God the glory, the honor, and the praise for that, to be able to attend the conference and to be able to have been blessed to come to the conference. And on that Saturday, I had, before I came to the conference on that day, I asked the Most High Elohim. I said, Lord God, you see my situation, you know it. And certain things I don't share, you know, unless the Most High tell me to share with certain ones, I don't share. It's just between me and him, and I wait for him to work it out. And I said, Lord God, I believe to go to the conference, this is the night that Prophet Matthews is going to be speaking. I know that this is I would love to partake in the giving. I say, but Abba, I don't have it. I say, but Lord God, you know, and you know my heart. And I said, allow someone to put some money in my hand. And I'm sitting there, and as the offering begins, and now here's the thing, too. I had a big need in my own life, a big need in my life. And sometimes we think things are going to work in a way that's going to answer our need first. But the way that Almighty God did things and how strategically he did it, I'm sitting there And one of the pastors that was there visiting, this man of God came over to me, and he put a nice seed in my hand, and he said, "Woman of God, this seed is for you to bless the man of God." Now, I had been going through in my leg during the conference because of a fractured knee that I had sustained some time ago. And my leg wasn't feeling good. It was hard for me to walk, but I was pressing my way in the conference each one of those days. And when the man of God did that, and I asked him, I said, "Sir, could you please put it in the offering for me? Because it's hard for me to walk right now." And he said, "Yes, woman of God, it would be an honor." And he said, "This is for you to the man of God." And as he walked around to get ready to put it in, he raised it up, and he looked at me, and he said, "This is for you." And he put the offering in on my behalf that was given to Prophet Matthews. Now, the need that I had, the Most High God had told me to reach out to one of my sisters on Monday. "You need." And I said, "Okay." Well, sometimes the Most High will tell us to ask for what we need, but because of shame or pride or whatever it is, we don't want to ask for that particular amount at that time. Now, yes, the amount wasn't an enormous amount. To some, it might have been nothing. But to me, it was something because it was something that I needed. And I said, "Okay, I'm going to humble myself, and I'm going to ask her." And the amount that I needed, it really was $1,000. That's what I needed. But I said, "No, I'm just going to ask for $500. And the Most High said, "No, if you ask for $500, you still going to have a need because you need $1,000. So I said, "Okay, Lord, I'm going to be obedient, and I'm going to call her, and I'm going to ask her." And I called her, and I asked her, and she said, "Sure, no problem." Just like that, that need was answered. And the Most High Elohim said, "You know, I know it was that seed, because I thought when that man of God put that seed in my hand, I thought that was the seed that was going to answer some of my problem, or it was going to be for me because of the need that I had. But that ain't the way God did that thing. It was for me to give that seed to the man of God. And then Almighty God was going to use someone else to meet the need that I had." And even when Prophet Matthews got up and began to speak on the storms and that quiet storm, because it's times we could be going through some things because of a stand that we took, and we have lost certain things. You know, sometimes people, they look on the outside, but they don't know what's going on because you're aware what you're going through. When you're going through something, that don't mean you got to look like what you're going through. The Most High God don't have his children. It's just like when we're fasting. Everybody ain't got to know you're fasting. You put some oil on your face, you put a smile on your face, and you keep on moving. But I thank Almighty God for that man of God, for that pastor, and how Almighty God answered that prayer before I got to the service. I asked Abba because I wanted to give. I wanted to partake. I took a stand against COVID-19, not taking that vaccine. It caused some things to happen in my life. But I took the stand, and I obeyed Almighty God, and things were taken from me. But I thank Almighty God, the quiet storm. We can be going through some things, and Almighty God, he knows what it is, but it's not for us to share with different ones what's going on. It's for us to go through that quiet storm, because Almighty God going to bring us out of that thing victoriously. And that Arachlodon, we could be getting hit on every side, but Almighty God is testing our faith. And this is what else he brought to my my attention. He said, a lot of times the saints' prayers are not answered because he said, I said I would supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He didn't say he would supply all of our wants, even though he said if we delight ourselves in him, he would give us the very desires of our heart. But sometimes when we come to him, we're not asking him for our need to be met or that need to be met at that time. Sometimes prayers are selfish. Sometimes prayers are greedy. Sometimes prayers is not what we need to pray at that time. But he said, I will supply all of your needs. And just like that, he supplied that need, and he used that vessel and blessed the man of God, and then Almighty God answered that need that I had. So that's my praise report. I give God the glory and the honor and the praise for every speaker. I give him glory and honor and praise for how he used, even on Sunday, the deliverance that came forth and the lives of many people. Almighty God is good, and he hears. And he answers our prayers, and he will supply our needs. He will do it, and he will also give us the very desires of our heart. He just wants us to delight ourselves in him. So thank you so very much for allowing me to share that praise report. God bless you all. Love you all.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Donna.
I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Wow, look at God.
I'm telling you. Go to fine.
I'm telling you.
God
will do.
I'm telling you.
The Lord has done it.
Hallelujah.
For the people.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
The lifeline that resuscitates the flatline. Hallelujah. Well,
oh,
yeah.
Lord. Yes, I tell you.
Yes, Lord. 12 years, mother. I'm telling you the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And God came through that place. He came through that place.
Yes, he did, mother. He did some things for the people.
Glory to God.
Yes.
He shook.
For the same.
Just like how, yeah, the whole shape. It's just like when Peter, Paul and Silas, it was Peter and Silas in jail.
Yeah.
Okay, Peter and Silas. Paul and Silas. It didn't sound right when I was saying it.
Yeah,
all the signs.
But that's all right, mother. We're in excited time today.
I'm like, that don't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all the signs when they was in jail, when they prayed and one song, glory to God. And they said it was at midnight. Oh, glory to God. He said he had a man of the spirit. I mean, shook the foundation of the jailhouse. I mean, shook the foundation of that place, of the building.
Yeah.
I tell you, better go get those people that expect to build and the foundation is off. Glory to God, if there's any cracks in the foundation.
Yeah.
I'm on the Oshia that had never been there before. Oh, bless his name, Jesus. The power of God was there. The power of God was there.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. The power of God was there. Because whatever you needed, it was there. His glory filled the temple.
Yes, it was.
It was there. It was there, saints of God. So come right on in. Hallelujah. Show your experience. Hallelujah. Some of us are still there. Some of us are still there. Some just coming down. Hallelujah.
Yes, mother.
Some will probably take a whole week to recoup. Hallelujah. Because God is still ministering. Because you're still right there in that place.
Yeah.
But God is ministering unto you.
Wow. I'm telling you, Mother, it's been such a powerful presence in the land and so many people that God has collected and chosen for such a time as this. He has to prepare you for events and conferences such as these, and to hear the powerful praise report of how God, just getting in certain atmospheres, will change your life forever. And what people allow the enemy to do is they miss a moment in history that you can never get back. Just imagine the millions of people that should have been at the Azusa Revival in 1903, but due to racism and injustice, they missed a moment in history because of how they felt or what they thought or how they assumed. I just believe that this dispensation that we're in, every moment counts in this epic time. Those leaders that God has chosen for this conference were already established from the foundation of the earth. He just needed our body to get to the place that our spirit was already there. And we honor the Lord for his hand being on the saints of God. And we were able to watch and see. Many people's lives touched and set free. There were so many that were watching, Mother Sydney. Had they not watched, they would have flatlined. But thank God for the lifeline that brought them back and resuscitated the heart. The cardiologist and the neurologist wasn't able, and psychologist and physiologist and sociologist could not do what God had given the mandate on these servants' lives. And I thank God for what the Lord allowed these vessels to pour out on his people and bring them into the place of total victory for their lives. I just bless the Lord for that. Oh, what a day. Hallelujah. What a day. All right, those of you who are listening in on the Blog Talk side, thank you, Jesus. And you want to say something about the conference or praise report? Thank you, sister. Come on in if you're on the conference side. You want to come in, you can do that as well. Come in and hit *6 on your phone and come on in. What a day, Mother Sydney. What a day.
Amen.
What an hour.
Amen.
What a time. And bless his people. What? We just love you, God.
Yeah.
Ilabando shakada da basiata. Yes, Lord, many people would touch. Hallelujah.
Man.
But if you open your mouth, I'm telling you, if some of the people would open their mouth, they will hear a sound from the I deserve the word heavenly. I will do it for my people. Even now, I will do it for my people.
Amen.
Even now, I will manifest it for the people. But it was a powerful thing after Jane really blessed us, like you said, with the dynamite.
Yes, sir.
Ooh,
yes, sir.
Stick. A powerful stick of dynamite.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shut up. Thank you, God, for what you did tonight. Thank you.
Oh, man. Glory to God.
What a day. All right. I'm telling you. Just picking it up in the spirit. The momentum is still in effect.
Yes,
many things. And as the dynamics of things started on Friday night,
with
Apostle Marie Simmons, mother,
It
went up, 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 up.
Oh, man, yes, it did.
Eyes were changed all the way through the conference, and I tell you, some people, life will never trust you with its trust fund. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Anyone else on today has a praise report about the conference 2023? Hallelujah. What a move of God. What a presence.
Yes, it was. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. It was an epic moment. We just give God. Yes, Lord Jesus. It is good. You know, Mother, I've learned something about these conferences over the last 12 years. The after effect of these conferences.
Uh-huh.
How you have to maintain a certain posture.
Yeah.
When the Lord moves. Because when the people come down, we still up there.
Uh-huh.
We still up there. And that Elabaka soul behind you. The thing that the Lord did, Jesus. Urabasaliana. This is powerful. Financial. Money, health, wealth, glory. And so many things were just released from this place. And as you said, that Sunday we exited out with the
Yes. Altar,
the Mother of Zion. Thank you all for standing to your side, standing on the word for his people. But I thank God for all that he did.
Man.
The eyes of the people. Yeah. And to feel the spirit of God in that atmosphere was great for the people. Jamal Durant took us into a powerful worship experience. It does.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's powerful. I'm telling you, it's like a glory is manifesting itself even as we're talking, Mother, and when we get silent, it's almost like we get silent, God speaks. Because of his glory. Something is on the horizon. on the horizon. And those who are anchored in the things of the Lord will know. They will see it. Oh, yeah, God.
Yeah.
You live in the Osaka.
Oh, man.
Oh, glory, Shabbat.
Well,
Mother, I'm just feeling such a freedom. It's such a freedom.
Man.
In the atmosphere.
Yes.
In the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes.
As the believers. Ooh. Well, anybody else listening, they have a praise report. Word of encouragement something that transpires for you. We can go on and on and talk, but the audience, this is your time. Let's talk about what the Lord did in you and for you.
Amen.
Oh,
glory to God.
Yes, Lord, I'll be with you always. Yeah.
And you know, Father, and in that period of time, I said, God just dropped in my spirit. I said, God was releasing our crazy faith. It was a release of crazy faith in that place.
Yeah.
A release of crazy faith, radical faith, radical faith. Just believing God. I mean, that came through the men and women of God. Powerful.
Yes, it was.
How they spoke over your life and how they just believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible where things are impossible with God, with man. But through God, all things are possible. It's a faith level that you go to. God was just building the faith level of the people that was there. If you believe it, you receive it. If you believe it, you receive it. Because I believe God is trying to there everywhere. They can even speak. That you speak to your own situation.
Yes,
speak to it. Just speak to that. Lord God.
It was, I tell you.
And because of your faith, God will do it. It will manifest itself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said we should do greater works. Oh, my God. That's what God is pouring out. That's what he's pouring out in us and through us. That the people may be blessed, and at the same time, you bless the people.
Yeah.
You're doing like a kind doing, amen. You think you're not going to, there's not going to be no residual? Amen.
Yes.
As you, doing, as you be the pipeline, you don't think there's going to be any residual left behind.
Yes.
More than enough. Oh, glory to God. And so, as I always say, people of God, I said, God is calling himself back to himself. Come on.
Yes, he is. That's good right there, Mother.
You know, come on, God wants us to be there. God don't want us to just stay in the mediocre area.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God wants you to experience him in another level, another dimension. Full glory to God. God wants that for us. Because there's a generation that we have that has to be ministered to. There's a generation that has to take on the mantle of Elijah. Amen. The mantle of Jesus. Amen. Those mantles. Amen. Glory to God has to be passed on. Amen. The mantle of Esther, you know, and Deborah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Titus 2 mantle. Those are mantles. The Titus 2 mantle. They have to be passed on. Have to be passed on. Glory to God. And every time there's a, oh, Kapaman, the Devosai, every time there's a shift in something, every time there's a shift, and you in that place, and you shift in that place, and though, regardless if you're not in that place, it's still going to be a shift.
It's still going to be a shift.
Hallelujah. And so if you're not in that place and you know you're supposed to be in that place, and when you come back and a shift has been taken, you lost. You left out. When a shift has been taken, you are left.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go back. You don't go to the previous place, the previous place that has an open availability. No, you got to go back to the beginning.
Yes.
You got to go back to the beginning because that's the next availability. Because everybody, if that person is in place, they shifted. If there's a shift, they shifted. Somebody mind did it about Shia, they shifted. And somebody kapow, did it about Shia. Not just to the Spirit of the Lord, said some people is taking a double shift. A kapow, mind did it about Shia.
Because
people are not in place. Some people are taking a double elevation in him because the people are not in place. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus.
Bless his holy name. Well, that puts a lot of things in perspective. Mother Cindy, as we're watching 12 years of the manifestation of his handiwork, people have came and grew from that place and expanded there. And then we let the mother of the Zion birth out the rest of the babies that will be nation changers. And the earth, powerful how God did that on these powerful days. God had linked them and launched them for such a time as this. And those of you who are joining us who were there, we thank God for you all. Those who join us now, who was not there but was able to watch it, we thank God for you all as well, too. But it's just the hand of the Lord God bringing us through that season of where he was trying to pull us into and God is trying to get us to walk away from. It's just the move of God in the land. We just thank God for today. And the mighty things that he's doing. Minister Rita Bryant, anything from the chat room or anything from the people over there on that side, woman of God. Hallelujah.
No, sir. My name
is God. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial and we'll be right back. And I tell you, it's just a blessing. It's just a move of God in the land. It's just a blessing. And the praise reports that we receive from so many people of what the Lord had done for them and them and through them. Hallelujah. All right, Minister, we're going to take a commercial and we're going to come right back. Hallelujah for the land of God.
Dr. LaRon Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on LaRon Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Tuesday night, 7 p.m., a powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Amen. Bless the Lord on today. Wow.
Amen.
We are on to something in the land, and those who have been on this journey with us for 12 years and those who came on the scene, we haven't seen nothing yet. The Holy Ghost is doing for his people through the word of God and watching the manifestation of his word being released over the lives of so many people who came, and even those who watch from YouTube as well as Facebook. Their support, all of those supporters who supported it. Bless the Lord for you all today. And honor the Lord for such a powerful presence. Many people in the body of believers that stand during the COVID time will not compromise themselves. They will see the benefits of their obedience to God and what he will do on your behalf for your faithfulness to stand the test of time and not quit. Many could have walked away and quit and bailed out in 2020. 2021, 2022, to get to 2023. We thank God for so many of God's people rising to the occasion, Mother Sidney.
Yeah.
To stand on the word of God and to follow his purpose and plan for their life. Thank God for Apostle Maury Simmons, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons. Bless you all, the Restoration Truth Ministry. Thank you, Prophetess Barbara again, for blessing us. Thank God for Prophet Pastor Jamone Durant for leading us into worship. Thank God for Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry. Praise Him. And thank God for Prophetess Selena Randall. Her obedience, share. And we thank God for Mother Daly, Mother, our church mother. And thank God for you, Mother Sidney. Thank God for the other mother. Thank God for all of them and what they did since conference. Protecting the lives of the people. Thank God for you. We bless the Lord for those who continue to rise to the occasion in all areas of your life. We bless the Lord. We thank God for the Joshua wind blowing. One of the things the Lord put in my spirit on today, Joshua, the book of Joshua chapter 1, and he gave Joshua specific orders after the death of Moses' ministry. He allows certain sounds to be utilized in the land for his glory and for his presence. And I thank God for those who were able to endure hardness of the good soul and stand the test of time. We bless the Lord for you all on today. And honor the Lord for the miracles, the signs and wonders, and all of the mighty things that came. Thank you for that praise report, woman of God, for sharing that. Anyone else that have a praise report of what the Lord has done or something the Lord has given you on today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. All that he's doing.
God bless you, Doctor.
God bless you, Apostle Maurice. God bless you, man.
Amen. Good morning to you. Good morning to your mother, Thelma Sidney, to the people of God.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Springer.
Amen. Amen. My God, I would just like to say, man of God, woman of God, man, I'm telling you, I don't know about nobody else, but I can truly say for myself, I can testify that I am Mother Sidney. God has taken me into another dimension and another height in him. One thing I love about God, God will meet you exactly where you are. He'll meet you right there. And what he will do, he will bring you to that place with him. I ain't talking about exiting and out, amen, you know, into eternity. But I'm talking about exiting out in him in the realm of the spirit. Amen. That's what I love about the meeting place. That's a powerful place where, you know, you meet with God and God meets with you. And there is an exchange where, you know, you take on the mind, the counsel, the will of God. You let yours go. And God will take you to that place and he will show you things in the realm of the spirit. You will begin to hear things in the realm of the spirit. And you will come into a place of revelation to understand the things in the realm of the spirit. And I just bless the Lord for this new season that he has me and my wife in, our ministry. God is doing some powerful things, even in chaotic times. I truly say, in a new season with a new place of ministry, new job, transition, it's a powerful place. Just showing the hand of God and how God will favor you in the midst of what many would call a drought, what many would call a recession, what many would call inflation. My God, that's why I love when you tap into kingdom prophet and evangelist. Sidney, when you tap into that place, man, every resource, every financial need, every miracle that you need, God will release it. And, man, many of us on this line can testify what God can do. I ain't talking about just from a, what's that place, mediocre place. I ain't just talking about from a place of just seeing one miracle, but I'm talking about many, 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 many miracles that God said he would do, he can do down through the years. And 12 years, prophet, man, I'm telling you, God is who he said he is, and that's why we have to be encouraged to know that the God we serve and to submit and honor that. And I think Mother Sidney brought it out about obedience. That's the key word, obedience. And when we say yes to the Lord, no matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel like, no matter what we in, no matter what we're going through, when we obedient to God, you can rest assured he's going to bring it to pass concerning our lives and what we believe in him for. I know that to be true. And if we stand on that, but if you're a double-minded man, a double-minded person, you're unstable in all your ways, you can't be tossing to and fro in this hour. In this season, we got to be rooted and grounded in the things of God, and that's why I must I keep reminding the people, Apostle Simmons ain't coming down. The only time I come down, I'm coming down on my knees. I'm coming down on my knees to pray, to intercede, and to get into that place with God. And if I come down to get you, and you don't want to go up, if you wait, I got to shake you off. I'm shaking you off. Bless y'all.
It
is.
Bless
y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Bless you, Apostle Simmons.
Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's it right there. That's it right there. Being able to.
Hallelujah.
Stay in that place. Yeah. Wow.
You know how sometimes when you come, when God bring you down, when everything is over, and you go back and think about what? Wait a minute, somebody gave me something, and I thought about it when I came home from the service, and after I came back to the earth, I said, wait a minute, God, I said, I think I left something in the chair, amen. Someone gave me an anointed towel. Glory to God, and wipe the sweat off of me. And I'm just like, Lord, I believe I left it in the chair. Amen. And if they on the line, they know who I'm talking about. Glory to God. I said, Prophet, I said, I left the towel in the chair. Oh, bless his name. Amen. But I thank and praise God, you know, for that. Amen. It's because it's the little things, amen, God gives you. Amen, and have people, you know, you in a place, because I was sitting in a place, amen, hallelujah. I'm telling you, I was blessed. If ain't nobody else got theirs, I tell you, Mother Sydney got hers. Yeah. I got mine, I'm telling you, I got mine on Friday night. Oh, bless his name, I got mine on Friday night, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. As the Spirit of the Lord was going for that, he allowed me to MC. Amen. Glory to God. And I was honored, you know, to be the MC on Apostle Simmons' night. Glory to God, because it was a blessing. It was just a blessing. And I tell you, the Lord, you know, He restored Mother. Amen. I just say He renewed my strength. Amen. Mm-hmm. Something that I, oh, bless his name, Jesus. Something I haven't done in a while. Amen. I was able to, as Superintendent William, I remember him to life. Amen. We always said, if you don't have a dance, sometimes you've got to pick them up and put them down. I said, but God, I have a dance. I said, but I don't know if I'll be able to dance like that. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. I said, but you just start picking them up. And put them down. And I tell you, I thank and praise God, Prophet. I said, Lord, I said, they did something to me. I said, I had my dance. Amen. Glory to God, because I picked them up and put them down. And it went into a praise. It went into a dance.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, glory to God, did something that I knew I couldn't do. I said, Lord, I said, I can't walk and talk. I can't dance and talk. Hey, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name, and didn't exert no extra energy or anything. I was able to praise the Lord at the same time and then go forth in the praise with my mouth, talk, amen, exhort the Lord, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And yet, didn't feel no way ties afterwards. felt generated, regenerated. Felt the youthfulness. I felt like I was able to fly. I felt like I was able to just leap over mountains. You know how those running, when they leap over a hurdle, my sticking in the ocean, you got. That's what Mother felt like. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just in that place, wherever you were standing, wherever you were sitting at, the Spirit of the Lord was evolving in that place. And I feel his presence now. Oh, glory to God, he was there. You know, the songwriter said he was there.
All the time
he was there. He was just right there. My Nidio. He was waiting on us patiently. He was there. You know, we said, come on in the room. God said, I'm already here. Hey, my DDO shot, you guys. You just have to receive it. I'm here. I'm here. Oh, glory, my DDO shot. You just have to receive what God has for you. And don't worry about the outer court. Hey, Namakataya, don't worry about the outer court people because you have entered in. You're in the inner court. You don't even worry about what you look like. You don't worry about what you sound like. Mom, did you shy, you got? Because God is doing a transformation. God is doing a brand new thing in you. He's pulling up. He's plucking up. Oh, glory to God. He's digging around. My skitter of the most shy, you God. But you just have to release. Amen. Did you shy, you God? And, you know, and I think about how when people go up there to prayer, you know, you get in the line, you want God to do something for you, expecting it. But yes, when you go up for prayer to God and your hands is halfway lifted up, that's a half surrender. But have you ever experienced a full surrender when you extend your arms, all the way, full extension. And you say, God, I surrender all. I'm out of here. That's what you're saying, but when is it half staff? Come on, you got to release all. My Lady Osiah, because you asking God for his best. You want the best of the best from God, but you have surrendering who you are. You have surrendering yourself unto God. God wants all or nothing. He wants all or nothing. Hallelujah. Because when he told the disciples, when he told them to go to the upper room, he told them to wait. It didn't immediately happen. He wanted all of them to be on one accord. One accord. He wanted them to wait. And they had to wait. And when they got on one accord, mind, body, and soul, when they got on one accord, then suddenly, he said suddenly, and that's what God does. He does things suddenly. Amen. Because in a second, we could all be on one accord and God suddenly, because it's that second, because the other second could change because anything could happen. But in that second, in that moment, in that twinkling of an eye, God come in, the Oshaya God, and he changes the atmosphere. He changes the people, and he pour himself out into himself. And in the Oshaya God.
Yes.
So he's waiting. Oh, glory to God. And I just want to, oh, my God, that place amen, where flesh was dying, spirit made live again, the flesh was dying, that the spirit may live again. Hallelujah.
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 Powerful revelation you sharing today with us.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Glory to God. I just hear the mother come in and say there's so many wonderful things about Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God.
Is that light?
There's so many wonderful things about him.
Yes. Something about
him. Hallelujah. Yes. I hear.
Sweetest name I know.
I tell you, I hear him singing it.
Yes, Lord.
It's your friend.
All right, anyone else?
Glory to God. Can you hear me? Good morning.
We can hear you, man. Woman of God.
Woman of God.
Oh, God. I have presence all over me. I feel his presence steady growing even since I've been on the line. Trying to get up, but I can't. First thing I want to say was while I was waking up, I was dreaming and coming out of the dream. And it was a lot of chaos around me. But then I had a baby in my arm, and this baby went to sleep in my arm. And I was like, and then I woke up, and I was like, wow, what was that all about? And I feel the presence of God ever since I got on, even stronger. What I was going to say was awesome from beginning to end, all of it, from the beginning, as you shared, Mother Sydney, I can't remember his name, but the worship leader presence that he brought.
Yeah, Prophet Durant.
Oh, he powerful. He opened up something in the building or even in me. And Apostle Simmons, when he gave me a word in the area of the family getting saved and something about preaching the gospel. Then when I forgot her name, I can't think clearly. She told someone else to pray for each other. I got a confirmation. Another
game.
Yeah. This other young lady, even you wound up praying for her prophet. She prayed for me and said the same thing about my family getting saved. I'm like, oh God. Jesus. Mother, I call her Mother Gain, Barbara Gain, powerful woman of God. I love her spirit so much. I was like, wow. Through her, she made me realize how much of the love of God I walk in without realizing it, which means just forgive, just let it go, no matter what happens, what people do. God. He just showed me just keep walking in that level of love toward people. Like when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I was like, wow. And he just, sometimes you can't even see yourself, even if others see you. You just being you. I want to say, even when I got home, there was something in me that wanted to come out. And so I had to praise him and worship him and scream. I was like, something was in my belly that wanted to come out. And so I did that at home. Even when you prayed for me on the altar, prophet, and called out what you did, I never thought of that. It never crossed my mind to come against what you said. And I realized that my mother used to do a lot of those things, and I was like, wow. And Mother Sydney reminded me it was you were dealing with bloodline curses. I was like, oh, this is just so deep. The whole weekend, even when it was over, I still real strong on me. So just great, awesome things he's doing and he want to do even for your ministry, prophet. And, yes, sometimes I want to leave. Why? Because it don't make sense. It just don't make sense to the natural mind. Are you like, what's going on here? But God is telling me this is where I want you. And I'm like, I'm actually fighting it because it don't make sense. To the natural mind. But I want to say, by the spirit, I know where I belong. By the spirit, I'm like, okay, God, I hear you. By his spirit, it's like, follow me. And God know my heart. I want to obey him and do what is his will. Not our will, my will, anybody else's, but God's will. And yes, I've grown a lot. I've grown spiritually and more understanding of even warfare, even understanding myself. I would like to be quiet, as I've always been an intercessor. I'd rather pray and keep.
Amen.
Yeah. I like prayer. I like talking to God.
Yeah. And a lot of times, what we consider foolishness or what we consider not understanding, God will use the foolish things of the world to confine the wise. And what doesn't make sense to us makes sense to God. And from all of these areas, it's because God is charging you, even as Mother prayed for you on Sunday. He's charging you to walk into your season of total freedom and liberty. And that's what he's doing in all of our lives in taking of time. So we thank God for you on today, woman of God, and many others who have been blessed by the word of God. Amen. Bless the Lord for you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us on today. Amen.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Thank you. A perfect birthday present.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we thank God for your birthday as well. Hallelujah. Bless you on today, another year. Amen. All right, thanks to God. Well, Mother, any final words over there? We're not going to tarry long today.
Amen. Don't have any final words. Amen.
Administrator Richard Bryan, any final words over there? Powerful kingdom leader. Hallelujah. Day is the day.
Amen.
The Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. His name is worthy to be praised. Thanks to God. It is a time and a powerful season to know who you are in the Lord and in the things of the Lord. Mighty things that God has done for us. We just bless the Lord, saints. I'm telling you. We bless the Lord. I'm telling you. All right, well, saints of God, if you've been blessed by the word of the Lord God and you want to sow a seed to the word, to the ministry, you can do that by going to Cash App Money Sign RFPIM. That's Cash App Money Sign RFPIM. And be a blessing. You can do it via Zelle, that we restore you. At yahoo.com. That's we restore you, the letter U, at yahoo.com. And be a blessing. You also can do it on our website at we restore you. That's the letter U. .org, restoreyou.org, and be a blessing there. We thank God for all of the mighty saints of God that joined us in the day for the Lifeline Conference 2023. Go big or don't go at all. It's
message reports of those who were blessed by the conference. Hold them continually, staying steadfast, unremovable. We thank God for you as well on today. God is good to us, and those who are hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. And God is filling every gap in every area of our life, that we may walk, grieve, and experience and take great time in the Lord and in the kingdom of God. We thank God for each and every person today. We give the Lord praise, glory, and honor for him. It's in Hila Ravan Sharadi also, for all that he did for us. We are in that time of all of these mighty things getting ready to manifest itself. God bless many of you. You've been selected and chosen for this dispensation of time, and God don't give the glory out of you and from you on today. So we thank God for if you want a copy of the Word of God today or just to listen in, go to blogtalkradio.com/prophetLaronMatthews. blogtalkradio.com/prophetLaronMatthews. Thank you, God, for all the things we're hitting up the road to restoration and truth ministry for that conference 2023. It's going to be awesome. So let me see many of you there for this powerful.
When is the date, Prophet?
The date, I believe the Apostle Simmons on. Give us those dates, man of God. My administrator had them. The August, I think. I don't want to miss
August 5th and 6th, Doctor.
Yes, August 5th and 6th. Yes, August 5th and 6th. Hallelujah. Yeah, August 5th and 6th. So we're looking forward to those powerful times to be in the atmosphere. Great, powerful people of God, Restoration Truth Ministry. So we're looking to be there with them. It's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, we're just thanking God for all that he's doing and all that he's preparing to do and all that he's bringing forth for many of us in this season of our life. Thank God for it on today and the many things that he's doing for us. All right, saints, well, thank your mother on today. Continue to walk in that purpose, stay in the mandate. We're almost in a new month. The seventh month is right around the corner. Saturday will be July 1st. Wow. We in it. Time is really hitting, moving forward. All right, Administrator Rita Bryant, bless you on today, woman of God, and all of the saints of God. Any final words over there, Dr. Bryant? No? Okay, thank you. I got you. All right, saints of God, well, we love you all. Stay in that powerful place of God. It is going to be a powerful season for some of us in these times that God has his hand on many of his mighty men and women of God. Once again, we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. We honor the Lord for you and all that the Lord is doing in you and through you on this day. Appreciate you on today. Say to God, be blessed and have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Join us with Drive-By with the Prophet on today. We'll look forward to seeing you all as well. All right, have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon, Mother. And people of God, and to your friends, I pray for you on today. God bless everybody.
Dr. Laron Matthews would like to personally invite you to join Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Laron Matthews Ministries for their weekly services as follows. Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., it's Facebook Live.
Find the broadcast on Laron Matthews Facebook page.
11 a.m., in-person and virtual worship experience at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
Tuesday night, 7 p.m. A powerful prophetic teaching in person and virtual.
Find this broadcast on the RFPIM Facebook page.
Dr. LaRon Matthews is also a licensed Christian counselor and life coach. If you desire counseling, please feel free to contact the office at 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. For rates and available times, to receive more about the ministry, you can visit the ministry website at www.werestoreyou.org.
That's www.werestoreyou.org.
God bless you.